We don't yell at you. We inform you. Now, back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for listening. Have a couple of car reviews that we would like to get done, Richard, and I'll start. I drove a 2023 Dodge Hornet GT Plus all-wheel drive version. Some of you are saying, what in the world is a Dodge Hornet? Because that's an old vehicle name that they have brought back, but it's essentially a smaller four-door SUV. This one, again, happens to be an all-wheel drive, right around $40,000, 2-liter turbo engine, 268 horsepower. And I will say this, it does flat-out run. It runs as well as some of the exotics. I drove a Mercedes-Benz SUV, a little heavier car, but frankly, the Hornet runs better than the Mercedes-Benz with the same size engine that I drove the week prior. Lots of space inside, great comfort. The apportionments are fabulous. The center screen, I will say, is a little small. So if you're somebody that maybe needs a little bit of help on the eyesight end of things, when you get into the CarPlay mode, all of the icons and things start to get a little bit small. Not so small you can't see it, but it's not quite what you're used to with a lot of the larger screens. The cons are, and this might just be the tires that were on this car, Richard. I don't know. I told you this when I was driving it. It was awful in our snow and ice. Now, I'll give some slack, because when I looked at the tires, they were not mud and snow tires at all. So that car with mud and snow tires might be a whole lot better. But it was the quirkiest handful of a car that I have driven in a long time when it's in the snow and ice. Dry pavement, fabulous, works great. The only other weird thing with it was the security system I found to be a little bit quirky. Occasionally, I would have the car unlocked, but the rear doors would be locked. So I would go to the front door, open it, unlock it manually with just the push button on the door itself. I'd go to open the back door, and the security system would go off, which I have no idea why that was happening. So I know that the manufacturers, Richard, listened to these reviews. So I don't know what quirkiness was going on in this car, if I was doing something incorrectly. But, Richard, I've done that same thing on a gazillion other cars with no problems.
Yeah, well, and that seems, again, funkiness seems to be the new theme with a lot of these infotainment systems, because they all just have a little bit of an intricacy to them. Not necessarily bad.
Right.
Just kind of takes a little bit getting used to. But yeah, from when you were describing it and kind of talking to me, it sounds like, again, the biggest negative was maybe just, you know, the tires that were on it for our,
correct,
you know, our kind of elements here in Colorado, and probably in a lot of environments, and most of the year here it would be fine. But overall, it sounds like ultimately an affordable vehicle.
Yeah, it is.
That could get
nice car.
One kind of around. And what was the price on that again?
$40,000, and this is a pretty decked out version. They start in the 30s, low 30s. So again, not a badly priced car at all for what it is, and fabulous car as far as all that goes. High fuel economy, 30s, you know, did well as far as all that goes. If you want to check one out, by the way, go to your local Dodge dealer. Tell them that John Rush, Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason both sent you. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.